Mira, que Pito, mi hijo. Así. Mi hijo, que te estoy haciendo esta para que decirte una mala, muy mala noticia. Estamos en una crucial Puerto Rico porque aquí todo se dañó. Y te iba a escribir una carta, pero el sobrino me dijo que te lo hiciera por eso. Yo creo que esas vacaciones tuyas en el Thanksgiving Day, yo creo que tú vas a tener que posponerla o dejarte de saber a última hora que te ha cambiado algo. Porque aquí no ha cambiado nada, ni va a cambiar hasta después de Navidad. Así es que tú, yo estoy bien, por supuesto, y como, y todo está bien aquí. Lo único que me llevo fue la cortinita, una cosa tonta. Pero para tú venir para acá, para hacer 4 días por ahí, que donde no hay carretera, todo está, todos los palos están en el piso, va a ser un poquito dificultuoso para ti. Así es que te dejaré saber próximamente por correo lo que tengo en mente para... ¿Está bien? Que Dios te bendiga y dile hello a tu preciada hermana, muy buena muchacha.
That message you just heard is from my old man. He was able to have a message relayed to me by my cousin, and it was very good to hear from him. I have love for him, obviously, and I'm just glad he's doing well. My other cousin called me, and she was able to tell me how she's doing, because I did reach out to her, but it's just such a tough situation out there in Puerto Rico. And just with the family getting by, she was explaining to me, you know, how things were going on in her world. And it's just sitting there helpless. I mean, when you're hearing these stories and there's nothing you can do, it's not like I could send supplies and send anything because it's not going to get there. And it's not that I'm not about sending it through the Red Cross or anything, but I want things to go directly to my family. And unfortunately, the post office is not working, and I'm not able to do that. But, you know, so I think with these moments, I've been able to, with the hurricane going on, both here in Florida and with just the Vegas incident, the tragic Vegas incident, senseless act of violence, I wanted to talk about love and how beautiful it is. And I know for guys, it's not something that we dabble in. I've always mentioned that in my podcast, that, you know, when it comes to love, when it comes to that feeling, is something that us men don't even think about. I mean, we confuse it with lust, with sex, because that's when we're driven by testosterone. You have these feelings of desire, of intimacy and sex. And then a lot of times those get intertwined in the early stages. But, you know, when you are a person that has experienced love like I have, and I feel I've experienced it, and I would say that I've experienced it twice in my life where I've loved people, I love friends, but as far as having that romantic, that storybook, the one that the Disney fairy tale type, those are very few and far in between. And I know when you have this feeling, and as you get older and you mature, you're able to appreciate it when it comes around. You're able to say, this is an amazing experience when you're able to build something. So when I talk about these things, is because as far as how the process, how I believe it should be when you're meeting someone, is because it's manifested that love of feeling for someone in my anecdotal experience, and it's been so amazing, and it's something that can never be replicated. And that's the thing about love, is that no two people can ever kind of duplicate that experience. So once you're with that person and that magical ride is amazing, and if it has to come to an end or things don't end well, you know that is not something you're going to experience again. Because I can say that the two times that it happened to me, they were at different stages in my life. And also, just the personalities were different because they coincided with your growth as a person. So when I talk about love, it's something that I think we all need to experience at one point in our lives, because it is such a great feeling to be able to care for someone, to be accepted for who you are. And I believe that's the biggest root of experiencing that type of love. You being vulnerable, you're saying, this is who I am. This is, you know, I'm not afraid of showing you who I am, all of my crazy, all of my, whatever your flaws are. And that person says, you know what? I love all of that about you. And then, you know what even makes it more magical is when not only does that person accept who you are, but you accept them for who they are. So now you have both people really loving each other, caring for each other unconditionally, having that communication, having that ability to talk about everything and anything. And not only that, but then also share on the values. And from that base of a personal, emotional, and sexual level, you build something that can never be duplicated in your lifetime. And it's like a Halley's Comet. It's something that we see in NASA when they tell us about a lunar eclipse or something like that. I don't think you get any more than 2, maybe 3 times, I would say. I've read somewhere you probably go 3 times in your lifetime. So I know for me, I've experienced it twice. Incredible. It's something that I wish all of us can experience and have happy endings with it, because I think having that feeling for someone to make you feel that amazing, to make you feel that wonderful, and many of us settle, and that's the sadness about it, is that many of us are in relationships. Yes, we love that person. Yes, we will do things for them, but you don't have that in love feeling. Or if you do, that person doesn't have it for you. It's very rare when you get two people at the same point in life, for whatever reason, you find yourselves in the same trajectory in life. You're around each other. You spend time. You grow this beautiful flower together. And you have this amazing manifestation of love, of what it was meant to be. And it is, I can't describe it, because what happens for a guy like me is simple, is that, you know, when you feel that, it's something that you get addicted. You enjoy it. It's passionate. It gives you a reason to live. It gives you a reason to be happy. It gives you energy to want to please the other person by any means. And it's genuine. You genuinely care for that person. If they hurt, you hurt. If they're happy, it makes you happier. And there's a level of selflessness that comes over me. And one of the things that I love about when I'm in love is that I'm a very creative person inside. And what I feel is when that connection is there, and when I feel that person's accepting and shows me that they care, that they don't have any ulterior motives, that they are not trying to take from me, that they're giving me just as much as I'm giving them, and they love me for who I am as a person, this ability of mine opens up for creativity, where I'm able to write, when I'm able to draw, when I'm able to just be fully inspired to express such love for that person. And it's something that at any given moment I can be asked. If I was asked, okay, when I'm in love, if I was asked, okay, write a 500-page essay, I could write it like in 20 minutes easily. And it'll be a perfection. Because when you have those feelings, they're just, for me, they just flow. It's a nonstop waterfall flow. But again, it's very few people in our lifetime that are able to connect with you on that level and are able to support you and want to love you and care for you in that way. Because there's just always conditions to everything that we do. But for all of us, man, that haven't experienced love to that level, it's out there. It's tangible. I don't think that the love that I'm defining is the same for everyone else. I really don't. But I think you just have to have that connection on various levels. You have to have that connection on a level so deep that you know it is unbreakable. And sometimes the unfortunate part about love is sometimes you don't have that happy ending, right? I mean, it's like one of those things that we have all experienced a feeling of love or lust, whatever you want to call it, that heightened sense of desire for someone, right? And it's just something for whatever reason, whether they move away, whether the situation is complicated, or whether the person just fizzled out and grew from wanting to be with you. You know, it's unfortunate when you have a level of incompletion to that journey, right? And that's what hurts for many of us. I know that's what's hurt me in the past. It's something that when I feel love and for some reason it doesn't come to fruition, for whatever reason it is, it's very painful. But I know it's very painful for that person as well. You know, it's just something that at the end of the day, people got to make decisions. People got to move on. People got to do what's best for them, even though they don't want to let go. And, you know, love is something that sometimes people have to let go, you know, for the betterment of whatever their life trajectory is. But you never know what the future holds, right? I mean, that's the thing, is that you never, and I'm thankful for the people in my life that have brought me such feeling, because I know that I feel anyway, I'm in good terms with those people, right? I mean, it's just, I feel that anybody I've dated in a relationship, boyfriend or girlfriend, husband and wife, whatever, I'm in such a great connection and understanding with them. And that's one thing I can say, you know, that I feel really proud about, that no matter through the differences and through those feelings that never ended in a positive, happy ending, we were able to have a communication or a respect for one another. And I think that's something that, I guess it's a consolation prize for me. That's something that I can walk away and be okay with, right? Because if you know that you're in good terms, you know how some people get in relationships and then shit hits the fan and then they just can't talk to each other. I don't feel that way at all with any of my people. Now, granted, that doesn't mean that we still talk or we're still able to communicate, because, you know, life goes on. But as far as us being in the same room together, being able to talk, it would not be a problem with anyone. But I know in some cases, that's not the case. I mean, that's the reason why I'm in a great co-parenting situation. And that was one of the emphasis. Like, look, let's just be able to coexist, be able to care for each other and do things like that, right? Because that's just very part of loving, is having respect for people. And whether that decision is with you or not with you, you got to respect it. And does it hurt? Absolutely. Does it make you feel dejected? Does it make you feel as if it's not worth chasing anymore? Absolutely. You know, it's like, you know, when it's like, you know, especially in my case, you know, you get, you know, you're patient with it. You try to feel things out, right, with love and having that feeling. And just when things, you think you got it all figured out, and then God laughs in your face. That's the way it goes. You know, you think you have a plan and everything's good and things don't work out the way you envision them. But that doesn't mean that the adventure is over. That doesn't mean that new adventures aren't waiting. It doesn't mean that what you shared was less valuable, or that it wasn't something that impacted the both of you. It does. You know, it's something that you forever, when you experience the love that I'm talking about, it's something that is, you just can't remove. You will always, I believe anyway, when you have something like that and it's incomplete, I think that you always will be yearning for that connection. Not exactly that one, because you understand it. I mean, you wish it could be that one because you know that it has the potential to be amazing, but you just know the components of having something close to it. And I think for a guy like me that has been thankful, that has been very fortunate to have had those experiences of loving someone unconditionally, as close to unconditionally as possible, having that feeling, having that aura and that magic that you hear about, and having in the flesh with somebody that you consider beautiful and amazing. It is something that I can't describe to anyone. And for any of you that haven't experienced it, but you're in a situation, you know, I wish you the best. I wish that you can really be in a position to talk about it and try to work on having that magic. Because I think that, you know, in some relationships, you reach a plateau, meaning that this is as good as it's going to get, because you just have too many differences. And when you're in love, you're in sync with every phase. I mean, when it comes to how you live together, how you see life, how you see that balance, your priorities are the same, your humor, your dialogue is the same. They get you. They get your crass behavior, or you understand their stubbornness. You know, whatever those flaws are of you, it's like there's just a beautiful energy that of understanding. And gosh, it is so amazing when you find people in your life that provide that. And, you know, I don't keep hope alive. You know, I enjoy the journey of life. That's more important to me, enjoying the journey that I'm in, because I think that for many of us that try to find love and then try to enjoy the journey, you're depriving yourself of time. Especially with us at this age. That's why I travel by myself. That's why I always am planning things on my own that are maybe conducive to having a date, because it's like you can't deprive yourself of the joy of living. You know, you just enjoy it. Hopefully things fall where they may. People may have a change of heart, maybe not. You know, maybe they're not able to do things. Maybe not, you know, but at the end, you have to live life. And in the back of your mind, you have to have the hopes that you will find that again, or that you can just reconnect. Whatever your situation is, right? I mean, you know, that's one of the things that with politics is that people don't necessarily vote to have change happen. They hope for change to happen because there's so much gridlock in politics. Same thing with relationships. You know, you just have hope. That feeling of love and that feeling of positivity in your life is something you can find. So for all you lovebirds out there and wannabe lovebirds like myself, this episode is for you, because I think that instead of us chasing hate, instead of us, you know, soaking in these terrible news, man, I'd rather be all gay and happy about talking about love and how it makes me feel, you know, like having that special little turtle there that you're whatever pet you have, right? And it's just something so beautiful and amazing, and it's something you just want to keep in your heart forever and ever. So I think for many of you, I wish you the best, including myself, in finding that love and finding that connection, because man, I'm telling you, when you experience it, it is something that it's as close as heaven as you're going to get. And gosh, I just wish that feeling would just stay with me forever, right?